So let's look again at Wendy as correlation, Wendy as chi-square, then we'll look at what happens when we work with quantitative versus qualitative data. When we do a Pearson's correlation, we're working with two quantitative variables, and it's all about linear relationship, the direction and the strength of the linear relationship. When we're doing Pearson's chi-square, we're now working with two qualitative variables, and it's all about the pattern of the relationship. So you got three phrases, and you got to use them at the right time. When you're talking about ANOVAs, you're talking about mean differences. When you're talking about correlation, you're talking about linear relationship. And when you're talking about chi-square, you're talking about pattern of relationship. If you use those words faithfully, both you and the people who are reading your work and listening to you will understand what's going on. Just a couple of words can make a huge difference when talking about what you're doing. All right. Don't look at it and expect it to jump off the page. Take a second, look to decide if each variable is qualitative or quantitative, and from that decide what statistic to use. GPA and GRE, correlation or chi-square? Correlation, they're both quantitative. Age and shoe size? Correlation. Preferred pet type and preferred toy type? Chi-square. Leg length and hair length. Correlation. By the way, what do you think is the relationship between leg length and hair length? Slightly positive. Do you know why? Boys and girls are built different. Specifically, what I mean is men tend to have longer backs, women tend to have longer legs. If you take a boy and a girl that are the same height or within about 2 inches of each other, the girl's legs will be longer than the boy's, even a boy who's taller. So the shortest woman in this room probably has longer legs than I do, especially me. And women tend to have longer legs. They also tend to have longer hair. What you get is a weak positive relationship. Okay? Age and preferred type of pet. Maybe. Gender and preferred type of car. Stereotypes aside, just talk about the data. Chi-square. And grade as a percent and hours of study. Correlation. All right. When we have two qualitative variables, we display the data in what's called a contingency table. In this case, we have the type of breed they are, a working breed or a hunting breed, and their favorite type of toy. So Sam is a work dog that likes to play sock tug. There's Sam. Now the problem is we have to be able to look at that and decide whether or not there's a pattern of relationship. And if there is, what it is. And the problem is, we don't trust each other. We start getting in arguments about how strong does the effect have to believe in it. Is that strong enough? What if we move these two down here and this one up there? Is that strong enough? That's what the significance test is for. The significance test in a chi-square, like in a correlation or an ANOVA, gives us information to help decide whether or not the relationship in the sample is large enough to believe that there's a relationship in the population. It's always the same thing. When we examine a contingency table, we're looking for whether or not there's a pattern, and if there is, which rows tend to go with which columns. So this is no pattern. And again, we don't have to get into an argument about whether there's enough of a pattern here or not. That's what the significance test is for. To tell us if there's enough of a pattern to believe in, hope for, expect to replicate, act on. So let's look at these. The orange one. Girls tend to pick crackers. Boys tend to pick. How are we doing? Okay. What we mean by a statistical tendency in this case is, if you tell me what you are, can I make a pretty good guess of what you're going to eat? Not perfect. What we're looking for is statistical tendencies, not statistical absolutes. Look at the green one. Does it look like there's much of a pattern there? Not much. But again, we don't have to get into an argument. We can stick that into a Pearson's correlation, get back that p-value, and that p-value tells us whether we ought to decide there's a relationship or not. How are we doing? That's what significance tests are for. Standardization. Everybody who gets that table, plugs it in, gets back the same chi-square, the same p-value, and ought to make the same decision. Also, it allows us to estimate the probability that we just screwed up. All right, look at the blue one. Boys prefer, girls prefer. Now, the yellow one's important. Girls prefer, boys, not much, huh? Okay. This is the first time we've had an asymmetrical pattern. For the first time, you might get to click that little box on the EDU exercise that says partial support. You can't have partial support if you're comparing two means. They either are greater than, less than, or equal to, like you hypothesized. You can't have partial support with a correlation. It's either positive, negative, or zero, like you hypothesized. But with chi-square, we get the possibility of partial support. Let's look at this some more.